Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
At least theoretically. You know, because of open competition, when we're going through the democratic process, you're supposed to pick your best member to be in charge of the public sector. And for some reason, that doesn't always happen. And examples of this are abundant. About 30 years ago in Oakland, the city's moms and pops were clutching their pearls over the rampant crime along the near Bayside corridor, defined by something called East 14th Street. Really conspicuous street crime began when the Barcelona bar closed. It was mostly a front for the procurement of prostitutes, and the working ladies had to hit the street because they had to sustain that revenue stream. But rather than beef up police patrols, the pearl clutchers at City Hall came up with an amazingly silly solution. They changed the name of the street from East 14th to International Boulevard. This was designed, and I'm not making this up, this is designed to bring the aura of global inclusion, which was expected to promote a greater sense of responsible citizenship. Somebody voted for these people, and they were getting paid. There was a large-scale armed robbery attempt at a local pawn shop, and the guys working there were also armed, and they seriously damaged a would-be robbers, leaving two dead. And that's what kind of aura they have now. And the hits just keep on happening. A lot of the urban areas are littered with vagrant encampments. Oakland, no exception. They have this goofy dogma that the problem is caused by a lack of affordable housing, instead of the honest answer, which is untreated insanity and drug addiction. So, those in power seduce the gullible electorate to approve a steep tax on vacant property. How does that, who pays that? Now, in all fairness, this also goes along with the often valid axiom that whenever something gets taxed, you usually get less of it. None of which has anything to do with the horde of vagrants haunting the city. The assumption was that property owners would be further encouraged to find tenants for their vacant properties rather than get dinged for the additional $3,000 to $6,000 annually. There are exemptions for various protected victim types, but they have a lot of due process, so the intended results remain to be forthcoming. Many California locales are claiming they have housing shortage. This in spite of net out migration. Yeah, and it may be genuine, but it actually results from the local imposition of rent and eviction control laws that mostly serve to scare away would-be investors and people that just want to live there. Housing doesn't get built, and it even isn't maintained unless it's also a profit-generating asset of a solvent investor. There's a saying out there, all housing is affordable or else it's vacant. Which brings us to the epitome of the harebrained public sector boondoggles, that high-speed train to nowhere. When Newsom became mayor, he mentioned that he was going to pare down the amount of taxpayer money being wasted on the project, and he changed his mind. And what is seldom mentioned is that some years ago, when the project was just getting seriously underway, the state legislature recruited a panel of experts to assess the financial impact. And their findings were that the operating cost of shipping a passenger from L.A. to San Francisco was greater than the retail price of a plane ticket for the same journey. Goodness gracious. A guy named Hayek wrote on the road to serfdom that the real villains in our midst are the planners. They truly believe that they know better than we do when it comes on how we should live. Railroad tracks and street signs. Yeah. They always fit very nicely into that concept. Always. Always very nicely. But it's idiocy. Or idiocracy, or however you want to put it. They're idiots. And these are the ones. That's just on the left. You know about some Republicans that we've elected. You sit back and you say, well, they're supposed to be the best of us. Are they? Are they the best of us? Do you believe they're the best of us? I don't always believe they're the best of us. I know that's what it's supposed to be, but it never seems like that, does it? Never, ever, ever. We're going to lead off in just a second and find out what's going on in Greenville County with Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.